House, please come to order. Our Senate will please come to order. I wonder if you're all paying attention, and you are. Let's start that over. Senate will please come to order. Yay. Chief Kirk, call the roll.
Agar. Present. Anderson. Here. Anselmi Dalton. Here. Baldwin. Here. Barnard. Boner.
Barnard excused.
Here. Bouchard. Here. Burns. Burns excused. Case. Christensen. Here. Coe. Here. Dockstetter.
Excused.
Driscoll.
Here. Excused. Oh, he's here.
Ellis.
Present.
Emmerich.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nethercott.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Excused.
Dockstetter. President Bebout.
Here.
27 present, three excused. Sorry. Too late.
Prayer this morning will be by Father Tom Cronkleton. Will you please stand?
Let's pray. Lord God, in many Christian traditions, today is Ash Wednesday, at the beginning of the season of Lent. Many will attend church services today and receive ashes upon their forehead with these words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." These are your same words, O God, to Adam as he and Eve were expelled from the garden. After the great sin of disobedience and pride, where humanity saw itself as your equal and disobeyed your command. "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." With these words, you reminded Adam and Eve and ourselves that we are creatures created by you, O God, and thus you instill in them and in us humility. And with these words, you also remind us that our time is short and that we must use the days, the hours, and the minutes we have wisely. Lord, help us to be humble in the work we do this day in the Senate, recognizing that we know not all things, and that we need to listen and cooperate, firstly, with your guidance and grace, and secondly, with one another. Help us to be diligent and fleet about our task of governing, for this is day 3, and only 17 days remain in which to complete the work of this session. Today is also Valentine's Day. We ask your blessing upon lovers, particularly those in committed relationship. Grant us today, therefore, the graces we need to perform our duties and to live justly and walk humbly before you. We ask this in all things in your name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 13, 2018 has been read and recommends it to be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Our doctor of the day is Samina Ayoub. Welcome. And she's from here in Cheyenne. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Nurse of the day is Kristen Heffenheider. I'll see her over there from Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Today in Wyoming history, in 1911, a major, major county was created in the state of Wyoming. Now, I wonder which one of you know what that county was. Anybody want to have a guess? Yes, Mr. Vice President, guess. No. Fremont, no. Niobrara. Today is day three of the proposed 20-day session. Noon today is the deadline for all bill drafts to be final formed to LSO. Noon today. Also, Friday is the last day for bill introductions. Also today from the NCSL, Julia Pope and Megan McCann, Wyoming's liaisons from the National Conference of State Legislatures, are here today to visit with legislators about NCSL services. Of course, you all know, and we do pay legislative dues to belong to NCSL, and the organization has a wealth of resources to help you with your legislative work. Mrs. Pope and Ms. McCann will be in the Senate lobby this morning. They're there with our senator. Come on in. Well, all of you, come on in. Bring him in, Senator Pappas, about NCSL services or requests. While they're walking in here, we all know and appreciate the services NCSL has provided to us. And one of the opportunities that I've been able to do as the president of the Senate is appoint a liaison or a coordinator for that group from the Senate. And that senator is from Cheyenne, Laramie County, Senator Pappas. So, Senator Pappas, come on up here, would you please? And Senator Pappas, since you are our official coordinator from the Senate, why don't you introduce these ladies? And if you want to say a few words, or they do, please feel free to do it shortly, though.
I want to thank you for allowing me to take a couple of minutes. NCSL has been a great supporter of us as a legislature. You know, they do a lot of, they're really our staff, if you get to know them. And today, Julie and Megan are here from Denver, and they're visiting us. They'll be in the Senate this morning, and they'll be on the House side this afternoon. And so please take a few minutes to speak with them. Certainly, as your state coordinator, I work closely with them. And I've known Julie for a long time. She's a Laramie girl. And Megan went to the University of Wyoming as well. Isn't that true? And so please use their services. Please use my services. There's some great services that NCSL can provide for you to get to work the great work of Wyoming. Ladies, would you like to say anything? Okay, thank you.
That was a good speech, ladies. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Pappas. Oh, hold on before you leave. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you. Just as an example, a month ago, I had no idea what blockchain technology was. And the NCSL had a series of really good articles about blockchain technology. So now I can come down, and if you use the words distributed ledger technology, you can sound like you know what you're talking about. So anyway, there's some valuable resources, and they have some things that are very helpful if you pay attention to what they send out once in a while.
So the next step in that presentation, Senator Perkins, is you're going to be the resident expert, and we expect some good words from you on as we move forward on that.
Yeah, you know, the blockchain technology means I've learned all I'm ever going to learn, probably.
Thank you. Senator Barnard.
To the floor. Just wanted everybody to know that Julie Poppy is a proud graduate of Evanston High School.
Hey. Anybody else? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you. I wanted to recognize a group of women that are in the back of the room. They're here for the Leap into Leadership Conference. Every year, the Wyoming Women's Legislative Conference helps host Leap into Leadership, with its goal to get women more involved in civic responsibilities and giving them some tools to run for office. So I'd like to thank everybody who's been participating in the conference these last days, and thanks for attending our dinner last night.
Welcome. Stand up, please. Give them a hand. I want to apologize to you ladies that a lot of us on Management Council had good intentions to join you last night. It would have been probably more fun than what we were doing working bills in a meeting that lasted to way too late. Anyway, welcome. It's good to have you here. We're at that order of business, reading and introduction of Senate files. Get ready, Mr. Vice President and Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Senate File 100, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 100, Economic Diversification Broadband Services, sponsored by Management Council.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you. What number was that bill, please?
Senate File 100.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move the introduction of Senate File 100 and ask the body to vote aye. What we have in Senate File 100 is one of the Endow bills, one of the Endow suite of bills that has come out, come through your Management Council. For those of you, I'd recommend that you read, as we discuss these things, it would commend to you the Endow report that came out some time ago, and each of you, I think, have received a copy of it. What this part of Endow is talking about and moving on and increasing connectivity to Internet and broadband throughout the state of Wyoming. Sometimes we refer to this as the last mile. Wyoming is the envy of a lot of places with the 100-gig uniform net system that we have. We have a lot of cable, both lit and unlit, to fiber in the ground, and yet we still have a lot of places in our state that lack that connectivity. One of the big facts, even as we raise to our ag community, you find out that with the recent ag, one of the primary issues that the ag people are interested in is having additional broadband and connectivity to what they do. It makes a big difference. I know it's been interesting to watch some of you ranchers and farmers in here as you check your commodities on your smartphones and execute trades from your smartphones. People don't quite understand the technology that is now available. As we do that, one of the things that we have, Wyoming has a burgeoning technology and technological sector. It's young in its infancy, but it's burgeoning and it's growing very rapidly. One of the things that we have is we want to quit exporting our people. The most valuable export we have from Wyoming is not our coal, oil, or natural gas, but our young people. And connectivity is one of the elements that we have to keep them here. We'd ask you to introduce this bill. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. And let's work on moving Wyoming forward in this area of technology. Ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
100.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott? Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 100, 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 100, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 100 will be signed to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Next Senate File to be introduced will be Senate File 108. Would you, Reading Clerk, please read the Senate File.
Senate File 108, Economic Diversification and Development, sponsored by the Management Council.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 108 and ask for your favorable consideration. This, once again, is the part of the Endow, one of the many pieces that your Management Council ended up with because of the late time that they came in, which would have been about 3 weeks ago when they finally finished this up. This does the international. This is part of the international marketing, where we would have the Business Council study and expand their website to include the international portion, in particular our beef products, our ag products in general. Right now, when you go to Taiwan or you go somewhere overseas, Generally, you'll find out that the beef on your plate is stamped with an Idaho stamp and not a Wyoming stamp. Although the cows may have been raised in Wyoming, there is no place to process them here where we can send them overseas. So this also asks for a study to be done on marketing or creating the industry to actually slaughterhouses and as such processing plants that would have a USDA stamp so we could ship them over. The council shall consist. And then we take into the council regulations. Right now they have a chairman and a vice chairman, and in the original endow portion of the legislation we ran last year, we only said they'd have a chairman. They want that corrected to show that they have the vice chairman, and they have him as of today, but he does not have an official title. They have changed their own statutes to put that in there, and they will consult with community colleges, UW, to further the facilities for beef packing and have everybody come together, the Department of Agriculture, the College of Ag, and everybody to do what information they have so they can put this together. And I am trying to read as I go because then there is appropriated approximately $2 million to the ag marketing subaccount within the economic diversification account created by this legislation. And within that $2 million, they'll do the marketing, and they hope to do the studies on having the meat packing houses and take care of that. So I ask for your favorable consideration of this legislation.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 108, 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate file 108, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 108 will be signed to committee number 9, Minerals. Senate file 58, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 58, Game and Fish Licenses, sponsored by Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, I ask for Senate File 58, a motion for Senate File 58, and ask for your the body's favorable.
The motion would be to introduce.
To introduce, correct. Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce Senate File 58 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. This bill is deja vu for the body. It was a bill that was passed last year in this chamber. It's an identical bill. It's a Game and Fish bill that allows the commission to set expiration dates for small game licenses, fishing licenses. Right now, fishing licenses are expire, and small bird and game licenses expire on December 31st, no matter when you take it out. You could take it out July 1st, still expires the 31st. This would allow the commission to set expiration dates on their own by rule and regulation, and their intent is to allow for 365-day licenses. So I please ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert? Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 5830, aye.
Senate File 58, having received the necessary three-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 58 shall be referred to Committee Number 6. Travel. Senate File 59, first reading of Senate File.
Senate File 59, Passing Stopped School Bus, sponsored by Senator Wasserberger.
Senator Wasserberger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 59 for introduction and ask for your favorable vote. Senate File 59 is actually somewhat of an old friend. Several years ago, we added video cameras to our buses, and at that time, I think we asked to use those video cameras to take pictures of license plates and then to issue tickets to those people who drove by our buses. The transportation directors came to me earlier this year and said they are experiencing over 1,000 drive-bys a year. And so our video cameras have not done anything. And so essentially what I'm asking you to do is to introduce this bill so we can take it to the Education Committee and at least talk about the drive-bys that we're experiencing on our buses and the unsafe issues that our children face every day. If this bill passes, we would have a situation for the very first time, I believe, in Wyoming where a picture of a license plate would lead to the owner of the car receiving the ticket for the drive-by. And that's the controversial part of this bill. I ask for your favorable vote.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen? No. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 59, 23 aye, 7 no.
Senate File 59, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 59 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 60, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 60, Wyoming Women's Suffrage Pathway, Highway Designation, sponsored by Senator Nethercott.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, you have before you Senate File 60, which is known as the Wyoming Women's Suffrage Pathway Highway Designation. I ask for your favorable consideration for this special piece of legislation. In the years 2019 and 2020, Wyoming will be celebrating the 150-year anniversaries of the Wyoming Territorial Legislature granting female suffrage and the first woman's vote in a general election, a very historic event for our state. And due to these significant achievements for Wyoming that put us on the map, it is benefiting that a 19-mile segment of Highway 28 be permanently designated as Wyoming Women's Suffrage Pathway to be an everlasting footprint for the people all over the world. So why was Highway 28 chosen near South Pass City? Because it is the birthplace of women's suffrage. Important to note that William H. Bright was a resident of South Pass City, and he was the first Wyoming Territorial Council, he was the president of it, who introduced the bill for women's suffrage. So very important to note William Bright's history there, as well as the home of Esther Hobart Morris, a prominent backer of President Bright's bill, and the first woman to hold public office in the nation as Justice of the Peace in South Pass City. Why 19 miles a segment of this particular highway? Because it corresponds to the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guaranteed American women the right to vote. I think it's also important to note, and I will add, that in 1890, when members of the U.S. Congress threatened to refuse the status for statehood on Wyoming unless the territorial legislature rescinded women's suffrage, they received a harsh telegram in response that Wyoming would rather remain a territory for 100 years than compromise Wyoming women's right to vote. Washington did relent. I ask for your favorable consideration of this important piece of legislation. There is no fiscal note attached. It's important to note that they feel like they can fabricate these signs in-house, and so there's no fiscal impact to our state, just positive movement continuing to move the state forward. Ask for your favorable consideration of Senate File 60.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Haster?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 60, 30 aye.
Senate File 60, having received the affirmative vote, the necessary two-thirds vote of the members of the Senate for introduction, Senate File 60 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Members of the Senate, we have Senate rules, and we comply with those rules, but in our, I don't know what word I want to use, in order to stay on schedule, we had two bills that we just passed for introduction that have not been on the floor for 24 hours. That being Senate File 100 and Senate File 108. So remember all the good arguments the Vice President and the Majority Floor Leader made about those. We'll do them again tomorrow, very quickly tomorrow. And I apologize. I let that slip by, so it's nobody's fault but my own. Senate File 61, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 61, Hunting Colors Fluorescent Pink, sponsored by Senator Ellis.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to introduce Senate File 61. Mr. President, this bill originated with some efforts that have been going on in other states to examine the visibility of other colors, and several states have been looking at the visibility of fluorescent pink. A few years ago, a few states started adopting these measures because some research has been done by an expert, a leading textile expert in the United States, who has concluded that fluorescent pink is as visible as fluorescent orange. Currently, Wyoming law requires that hunters wear some piece of exterior clothing, such as a vest, a hat, a jacket, or a coat, that be fluorescent orange. This bill would simply allow hunters to have the option to wear fluorescent pink. In doing this research, the professor who holds his PhD in textile science explained that deer have eyes like human beings, and we have rods and cones, and human beings see three color cones, red, blue, and green. Deer see color cones in two colors, blue and green. So anytime you're talking about colors that should be examined for the suitability of hunting, you want colors that are seen by other humans but not by big game animals such as deer. That's why this bill addresses those colors that fall within the red cones of orange and pink. Certainly there is some interest by both men and women to wear pink, but other hunters have expressed to me that they prefer to wear orange. Mr. President, this bill simply allows hunters to have the choice. It does not mandate that a hunter wear one color or another. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Haster?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 61, 27 aye, 3 no.
By your vote, Senate file 61 has received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction. Senate file 61 will be referred to committee number 6, travels. Mr. Vice President, would you please come up here? Senate file 65, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 65, State Building Construction Legislative Review, sponsored by Senator Bebout.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 65, State Building Construction Legislative Review. Member of the Senate, I'll go over what the bill does, and then I will tell you the reason I bring this bill to you. What it does, it creates a new title, Wyoming Statute 95114, that deals with specific state agency institutions, development of building projects, inclusion in State Building Commission legislation, legislative approval. Mr. Vice President, if you go to page 2, you can see on lines 5 and 6 the area that we're talking about in terms of having oversight in terms, before we build any capital construction project. That's YDOT, Game and Fish, UW, and state institutions. And we exempt anything below $1 million that could be considered major maintenance or maintenance. Mr. Vice President, the reason I bring this to you, you know, the last couple of years we've had fee increase bills brought to this body by both YDOT and Game and Fish, and, you know, obviously they were moved forward because of the lack of revenues and concerns about money they had to do the particular missions they had. However, in one particular instance, they were able to find reserves in their budget and other money and build a substantial building over in Laramie that we really had no oversight or no say in it. I don't think that's right. If we're going to look at fee increases and do things to generate more money, then we, the legislature, and certainly the State Building Commission ought to be involved in the process to approve those kind of capital building projects. And that's what this bill does, Mr. Vice President. I think it's needed. If we're going to do things outside of legislative approval, I don't think that's correct. We ought to know about especially $17 million buildings of which we had no approval in the process ever being involved in. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
For the vote, would the Chief Clerk please take the roll?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Kinski, aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Excused.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 65, 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, Senate file 65 has been introduced in the Senate. The next bill for our consideration is 73, permits for small underground water wells. Yes. Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to introduce the fifth graders from Henderson Elementary School here in Cheyenne, Laramie County, here visiting us today. It's a privilege to have them here in the room as they're standing up in the back. If we can give them a warm Senate welcome, I'd appreciate it.
Welcome to the Wyoming Senate. Bill 65, Senate File 65, State Building Construction Legislative Review. I forgot to assign it to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 73.
Senate File 73, Permits for Small Underground Water Wells, sponsored by Senator Meyer.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 73 for introduction, Permits of Small Underground Water Wells. Senate, this deals with wells that are 25 gallons per minute or less. That's basically defined as diminutive use, or so they're wells that that don't have much water capacity. And the problem that we're facing here is that a lot of folks will go out and they'll get a domestic well permit, and then whether they're on ranchettes or ranches and farms, they might want to add a line out to a barn or a line out to a shop. And that's basically livestock use or miscellaneous use, or they may have a shelter belt or something to go around the edge of the 40 acres or out around the farmstead. And basically that's a different use altogether than domestic use. And so the problem that we have is that we have tens of thousands of these wells out there that essentially are in violation of current water law. And so what this bill seeks to do, and we want to make sure that it does do that, is basically would grandfather those permits in, and future wells, you'd have essentially a universal permit. So when you got that first permit, you could use it for any of those four uses. And that's what it seeks to do. I've got, I think, pretty strong support, really, from some of the ag groups that necessarily never support the change in water law because they understand the problem that's out there in the country. And I'd ask for the body's favorable support.
Well, you've heard the explanation. Will the chief clerk please take the roll?
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case. Case. Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nethercott. Nethercott.
Excused. Aye.
Nethercott.
Thank you.
Pappas.
Excused.
Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladen.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebauer.
Excused.
Excused. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 73, 28 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, Senate File 73, Permits for Small Underground Water Wells, has been introduced in the Senate. It will be sent to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure.
Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure, sponsored by Senator Christensen.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I move introduction of Senate File 74 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate File 74 is a little bill that talks about addressing what is becoming a more of a national issue with people targeting infrastructure, critical infrastructure items such as power lines, transmission lines, power plants, petroleum pipelines, refineries, gas processing plants, water treatment facilities, mines, chemical plants, and many more. You can see by that list and others that are listed in the bill, these are all Wyoming issues. And we've seen this happening around the country where not only are people with a mission taking on ways to try to disrupt these critical infrastructure supply points, but we now have a history of organizations sponsoring, supporting, paying, compensating people who do those acts. And so this bill goes right to that. It talks, there's a component in here that talks about, on page 2, the act and the damages. There's also a component that talks about, and that's at a felony level. I'd like to just address on page one, this is a $10,000 fine for an individual, but when you get into organizations that sponsor this kind of eco-terrorism, they can be held for fines not to exceed $1 million. The message here is Wyoming is not an easy and vulnerable target. If they're going to come to Wyoming, we're going to take it serious, and there's consequences when we get it resolved. It also has a misdemeanor aspect to this, John, trespass. One of the questions that's come up is, do we already have existing statute that covers this? But the nature of this becomes very specific, and that's why I think we have to needs to be spelled out with the both the misdemeanor and the felony level. And again, on those felony levels, even under the attempt and the trespass, if they're out there trying to change the, you know, basically our culture and something that could not just impact an individual, which is more of your typical trespass crimes, but this can impact our state, it can impact our region, hundreds of thousands of people. And if you think about the environment we live in, and what goes to risk, whether it's electricity or gas during a cold snap, or it's the ability to get water to livestock, all of a sudden you start to realize that a carefully planned out attack on our critical infrastructure supply points could have devastating effects. So I'd ask for your support on this bill. There have been some concerns expressed about freedom of speech. As this bill goes forward, we'll address those. And if we need to do some cleanup and clarification, the idea is not to cast a loop that goes beyond people who are just following their rights, but instead to address those people who are very devious.
You've heard the explanation. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas? Excused? Pappas excused?
Pappas, I'm sorry, excused.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No, Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout? Excused.
Excused.
Excused. Closing vote? Closing. Hastert? Aye to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 74, 25 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 74, having received two-thirds majority, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 75, Biological Products Pharmacies.
Senate File 75, Biological Products Pharmacies, sponsored by Senator Baldwin.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 75, Biosimilar Substitutes. If you recall last session, fellow senators, we passed a pharmaceutical law statute, and as we were preparing that law, as many of you have experienced, it's like herding cats sometimes, getting all parties together. We had the experience as we were trying to get this part of the legislation through. That particular part of the herd of cats broke away and ran and chased mice, so we separated them from the main bill and put it out to pasture, and we brought it back this year after bringing all those cats together. Basically, without getting into too much depth, what this bill does is it updates the Wyoming Pharmacy Act. The biggest thing it does is right now the Wyoming law doesn't allow the pharmacist to substitute biosimilars for the prescribed biologic drug. We'll speak a little bit more in depth as this comes to the floor, the difference between a biologic drug and genetics versus a chemical drug, but there's a difference, and we'll discuss that. Right now, a lot of the biologic drugs and the biosimilar drugs are much cheaper, and right now the pharmacist's hands are tied from prescribing those drugs, and this legislation will pave that pathway that they can now prescribe the drugs to that are a much cheaper cost effective, approved by the FDA, which is stipulated in this bill. Drugs have to be approved by the FDA, but it paves that pathway that we can get those drugs, reduce cost to our patients, and improve health care in general. And I encourage your aye vote on this bill.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Koch?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fleder?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File
7530I. Senate File 75, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 75 shall be referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 76, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 76, Attorney General Elected Official, sponsored by Senator Bouchard.
Senator Bouchard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to introduce Senate File 76, and I ask for your considerable consideration. This bill is a rather long bill, and I regret that, but all it does is codify everything to move the elected or move the currently appointed Attorney General to an elected position. There's one specific thing different on this bill than I think that some of the other ones that have been run. On page 20, it would not bring him on the SLID board, him or her. And so I think they should be totally independent of some of these actions that are taking, so that way they can be neutral, so they could make decisions whether or not, or even opinions of whether some of the things that we do are proper. I think that there was a case recently where I think it describes the point of what happens when we have all of the power in the executive office, and we don't have the opinion of the Attorney General being moved maybe to protect the people and the liberty of the people. And I think we need to reduce the executive office and have more elected people being able to make these decisions. I also take into account that I did a look back on pay raises in the Attorney General's office, and I have like $500,000 between a period of a one-year period, and it's all during a time when we have a budget crisis. So, I think we've seen this issue before. I do want to add there's 43 states that do elect the Attorney General. There are five that do the same as we do here, and there's two other states, one the Supreme Court and one the state legislature actually does the appointment. But I think we should move along with the other 43 states and protect the liberty of the people.
Please call the roll.
Agar. Aye. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
No.
No. Koch?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert? No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
No.
No. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fleder?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 76. 12-aye, 18-no.
Senate File 76, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote, Senate File 76 will not be considered. Senate File 77, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 77, Agency Reporting Transparency, sponsored by Senator Bouchard.
Senator Bouchard.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I am sorry, I did not pull the bill out, so if you would give me a second, please. Yeah, it wasn't on the list, Mr. President. That's why I'm not prepared.
We can lay that back just for a second if you want, Senator Bouchard.
That'd be great.
Okay, we'll do that. Senate File 79, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 79, Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft Regulation, sponsored by Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 79 for introduction, and it is Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft Regulations. Members of the Senate, we actually started with this legislation back in the 2017 session when we ventured into the world of VTOL. That's vertical landing and takeoff vehicles. Essentially, what we have here is a drone with passengers. It could be piloted or run by a computer. It's already taking place with products under test production right now. This bill keeps Wyoming in the forefront by allowing the Wyoming Aeronautics Commission to promulgate the rules, amending some of our previous work from last year, authorizing the Wyoming Department of Transportation to work with the federal government on this, and other just various purposes, but all of it to address a rapidly developing industry. I know of this because since running this first piece of legislation last year, I traveled to a VTOL conference in Dallas to introduce our governor on the big screens. A few hundred people in the room, we invited them to come out to Wyoming, take a look at our possibilities out here for production, and then we invited them out to the far west to see our aviation manufacturing facilities that we've been doing out there in my neck of the woods since the 1940s. And they came. We had a great conference. This is a work in progress, folks. We're setting the stage here in Wyoming for VTOL, and I ask for your support.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
No.
No. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Cope.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 79, 29-I, 1-No.
Senate File 79, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 79 shall be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals, Senate File 80. First reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 80, Vulnerable Adults, sponsored by Senator Nethercott.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move for consideration of Senate File 80 for introduction. Senators, you have before you the work of the Governor's Task Force on Elder and Vulnerable Abuse. This bill reflects some of that great work by expanding and clarifying the definition of what a vulnerable adult is in the state of Wyoming. Right now, the statute is ambiguous and lacks clarity with whether or not a person fits the definition. And so the result is law enforcement sometimes can't take appropriate action, or medical providers can't take appropriate action, and family members can't take appropriate action when they fear that a friend or family member is perhaps being exploited or is in a vulnerable situation. So the task force is comprised of a number of attorneys, stakeholders from the finance and banking institutions, nursing homes, health care, the Guardianship Corporation, AARP, and other members of state agencies regarding this issue. And so this bill is a culmination of those works regarding that definition. I'd ask for your favorable consideration and recognize that this is an immediate need for our aging population in Wyoming. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case. Aye. Christensen? Aye. Koch? Aye. Dockstetter? Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Excused.
Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Excused.
Peterson excused.
Another, wait a minute.
Peterson?
Yeah. Meyer, aye.
Meyer, aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 8030 aye.
Senate File 80, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 80 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 83, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 83, Controlled Substance Prescription Tracking, sponsored by Senator Baldwin.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 83 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that takes a small bite out of a much bigger problem of opioid abuse, not just opioid abuse, but opioid overdose and controlled substance overdose in the state. And I say a small bite. This is a bill that's been pared down considerably after a lot of hard work with the concerned parties. It will no doubt undergo further paring, but this bill does essentially two things. Number one, there's something called the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, which is nothing more than a computer program that prescribers can log into and monitor if they have a patient in front of them, they can log on and see what prescriptions that patient has gotten for controlled substances, which include opioids, something called benzodiazepines, and numerous other drugs. Right now in the state of Wyoming, the prescribers are not required to register for that program. One of the things this bill would do is make it mandatory and make that mandatory registration for that program. It doesn't make it mandatory for them to review the program. It simply makes it mandatory for them to register, so they have the ability to monitor that. The second thing is that it takes a loophole now in the system. If you go into the emergency room or into a hospital or into a clinic on a holiday, you will find that sometimes they'll give you 10 Percocet or whatever because the pharmacies are closed, and it's the only way you're going to be able to get those drugs. Right now, that number of drugs or those drugs are not entered into the system. That's outside of the system. What you have is you have patients going from one ER to another ER to another ER, and right now those are not being caught. This closes that loophole and requires that those be reported to the PDMP, closing that loophole, making an ability as a prescriber goes in, they can see each one of those. So when this person shows up at a new ER, that prescriber can look at that and say, aha, you've been at three other ERs today. I don't think you're going to get them today. And I would be willing to bet that there's nobody in this body, or so very few, that either have been personally touched, know of someone that's been affected by opioid abuse or overdose, or someone who has died from opioid abuse. It's truly a national problem. It's truly a state problem. And this is a small step toward getting some curative practices going to get that problem taken care of or at least improved. And I encourage your favorable consideration on this bill.
Please call the roll.
Agar. Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anthony Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Excused.
Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 83, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 83, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 83 shall be referred to committee number 10, Labor. Senator Burchard will do your bill in the next bill after this one. Senate File 84, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 84, Motor Vehicle Registration, Deployed Military Members, sponsored by Senator Boner.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 84 and ask for the favorable consideration of the body. This bill deals with members of our armed forces, both active duty and in the Guard, who are deployed overseas, and while they are deployed overseas, have their vehicle registration expire. We're just making a very modest tweak in our vehicle registration laws so that when they get back, if they did not re-register the vehicle, that instead of going back and having to pay for that time that they were not using that vehicle registration while they're deployed overseas, that we just basically start over. They re-register in the month in which they got back home. So, for example, if somebody deploys now and they're gone until August, their vehicle registration, say, expires in May, instead of when they get back in August, they're having to pay for basically those three months or so that they were gone. They're just going to re-register in August, and that's going to be their new registration month. So it's a very modest tweak with the minuscule fiscal impact to our county treasurers. I've coordinated this with this county treasurer, the one in the county to the north, which have military installations in their counties. We're looking at no more than $10,000 statewide, and that's assuming every last the timing is such that every last member would actually be affected by this, that they actually have their registration expired during their deployment. Of course, there's no guarantee that would actually happen. So I think it's a very small, modest effort that we can make to not charge folks for a government service which they are not using because they're overseas defending that government. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Excused.
Excuse.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladen?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 84, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excuse.
Senate File 84, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 84 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senator Coe.
Point of order. Some of us missed the bill that wasn't on the sheet that I think sponsored by the good senator from Laramie County. What number is that again, and are you doing that now?
Senator Coe, that was Senate File 77, and I laid it back, and I will be bringing it up now. Yep. Senate File 77, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 77, Agency Reporting Transparency, sponsored by Senator Burchard.
Senator Burchard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, I move introduction of Senate File 77 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is a bill about transparency, and that is something that has kind of been, I think, a little bit held back on us. This bill will actually cause ANI to do the reporting, and it will also cause the auditor to do some reporting. And there were some problems with this bill the last time we brought it forth, is that there was a question of redacted information on page, and I'm skipping ahead to page 4 on that. I want you to understand that we're going to change the law on what can be redacted in this section. That what we're doing is saying that we're going to allow information to be displayed unless it's restricted from redaction or restricted from display by law. There were some problems in the past that A&I thought we were trying to make them change the format. We've corrected it in the language of this bill. That actually caused the A&I to not move forth a estimate of impact. However, we did get one from the Auditor's Department, I believe. So there is a problem that we have to possibly make sure that the Auditor Department has more money. We've got 2019, $160,000, 2020, $151,000. But I think that also leads to a problem where we may have a problem with the IT Department not mending with these departments to get things done. On this also ties back to a section that we did in earlier years where we put the website up. So I think it's just time to do what we said we would do in 2009 and put public information out and be transparent, and I think that would serve the people better.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin? No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott? No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 77, 19 aye, 11 no.
Senate File 77, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 77 has failed introduction. Senate File 85, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 85, Certificate of Nonviable Birth, sponsored by Senator Boner.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 85 and ask for your favorable consideration. Now, this Senate file attempts to be, in a very modest way, of assistance to families who are grieving at the loss, unexpected loss of a pregnancy when this miscarriage happens between 10 and 20 weeks of a pregnancy by offering them the option of obtaining a certificate of non-viable birth to show that this, for many people, and it's going to depend on the individual that experiences it, it can be a very serious life event. We want to acknowledge that by giving them the option of obtaining a certificate from vital records. This bill would also have the effect of raising awareness for an issue which affects about 10% of pregnancies after the first trimester, and by some counts up to a quarter of women nationwide. I just want to make it absolutely certain, that absolutely clear, that these certificates are optional. They avoid using medical terminology. In fact, the exact definition that we're using for non-viable birth is an unintentional, spontaneous demise of the pregnancy. There's no additional paperwork to our medical personnel. In fact, the only paperwork that happens is after the patient requests the certificate be filed. So we came up with a 10 to 20 week time frame because we didn't want to get too far in the first trimester, as there are many more miscarriages technically in that time frame. And also after 20 weeks, we already require a silver certificate at that time. So we're making this optional certificate during that time frame for those reasons. There will be a very small administrative impact to vital records. In speaking with them, they are able to obtain grants for software upgrades and things of that nature. I look forward to that discussion in committee to see how we move forward with that, but a very, very modest administrative impact, as you'll see in the fiscal note. But overall, this is an important thing, that step that we can take to show, raise awareness to an issue that affects a lot of people. This can be life-changing for many folks who experience it, and I think that it's worth our time to say that we support them. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe? No. Dockstader? Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert? Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Von Flader? Von Flader, no. Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebeck?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 85, 23 aye, 7 no.
Senate file 85, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 85 shall be referred to committee number 10, Labor. Senate file 86, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 86, DUI Recidivism Reduction, Driving Privilege Sanctions, sponsored by Senator Kinski.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 86 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill seeks to address a pernicious problem in Wyoming. The Centers for Disease Control has ranked Wyoming number one in per capita drunk driving-related deaths. This is a fix-it bill for our DUI laws that is requested by the county attorneys, the prosecutors, the chiefs of police, the sheriffs, and the governor's commission on impaired driving. It's a fix-it bill that applies to a certain class of offenders in current law. It applies to those who are on their first offense, have more than double the legal intoxication limit, or offenders on their second and subsequent offense. It addresses the ignition interlock program and the 24/7 sobriety program. Ignition interlock is an order from the court that somebody is to put a breathalyzer on their vehicle and they have to blow into it before they can start it. And that's mandatory for that class of offenders currently under law. It's easily bypassed by getting another vehicle or having somebody else blow into it, and it's only about 30% effective. 24/7 originated in a neighboring state, and that requires that an offender show up twice a day to take a breathalyzer test for a certain period of time, typically several months, to show that they are on a period of enforced sobriety. This has been shown to reduce drunk driving by up to 40% when coupled with swift sanctions where somebody violates, their probation officer can send them immediately to jail for 2 to 3 days. The fixes here are, currently you must have an ignition interlock. It's very expensive. This gives the judge the option of having them participate in 24/7, which with remote monitoring devices is far less costly and far more effective. Currently, if you start on the program before you are convicted or sentenced, you don't get credit for that time served. This allows the judge to allow time for time served. If you go to a deferral where they don't prosecute you, you cannot participate because you have to be convicted. This allows you to participate if you're in a conviction program. Also, it extends the 24/7 program, which is scheduled to sunset June 30 of 2019. And I'd also add, if you introduce this, we will have a demonstration of some of these remote monitoring devices. And we're looking for some volunteers who'd like to have their alcohol consumption monitored over a period of time, and I'll be passing around a sign-up sheet. I ask for the body's favorable consideration.
You had a good idea until you said that last thing, Senator Kinski. Please call the roll.
Agar. Aye. Anderson? No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Excused.
Excused. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing. Senator Anderson? Anderson, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 86, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 86, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 86 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 87, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 87, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, sponsored by Senator Kinski.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 87, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, and I ask the body's favorable consideration for introduction. This bill comes about at the request of a number of school districts as well as the district's administrators. And what it does is it ends the old-fashioned distinction between those students that we say are going to work with their hands and those students who are going to go to college. And it recognizes that the students who concentrate in career and technical education these days have to be equally as adept and equally as educated as those students going straight to college. And it recognizes that those career and technical education students should not be penalized in as eligibility for the Hathaway Scholarship Program. What it does is currently under the Hathaway Program, amongst other things, you're required to have a minimum of 2 years of foreign language and then 2 years more of foreign language or 2 years of fine arts or 2 years of CTE. This bill eliminates the mandatory 2 years and says you can go to 3 years of CTE, 3 years of fine arts, or 3 years of language. What it does is it opens up enough class time so that the students that are concentrating in computerized, numerically controlled, shop, vo-tech, have time to get a concentration in those careers and to build a track record of success such that they would be eligible for the Hathaway Scholarship. I'd ask for introduction to the body so that we can give these kids a chance to be considered on an equal footing with everybody else for the Hathaway Scholarship. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Peterson, aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 87, 30-aye.
Senate File 87, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 87 shall be referred to Committee Number 4. Senator Kinski, would you come up here, please? Senate File 88, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 88, Health Care Reform, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 88 and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is comprehensive health care reform. It's the health care reform bill that tries to tackle a lot of different problems, recognizing that we haven't had an opportunity to modernize our health care in quite a while in the state of Wyoming. There are efficient programs that other states are operating and implementing around the country. There are opportunities out there that haven't been taken advantage of. And we've basically been waiting for federal action before we make a decision on what to do to move forward. To the extent that we've seen no federal action, the proposed changes have not come through. I bring this legislation to try and provide us with an opportunity to discuss how we want to move forward with health care, to cover those that do not have access to affordable health care, and to provide some mechanisms to decrease costs to the people of Wyoming, expand our coverage, and improve our efficiency. Mr. President, I've distributed a memo from LSO which provides an overview for this relatively long piece of legislation. It's entitled Healthcare Reform Bill Overview to me, so you've got that on your desk if you want to follow along at home. But briefly going through what this legislation does, it amends our statutes in a few different ways. The first is with regard to health insurance regulatory provisions. It addresses fairness of billing, trying to make sure that prices are relatively uniform, are structured, and are apparent to those that are receiving health care. It requires insurers to provide policyholder coverage to adult children until age 26. It also assures that insurers cannot refuse to issue a health insurance plan to those based on pre-existing condition, health status, or genetic information. So it codifies what is currently in a federal law, but if that federal law is repealed, we no longer have that requirement. One of the other things it does, which we've heard a lot of calls for, is price transparency, and this requires that hospitals, outpatient clinics, and other healthcare facilities provide a detailed itemized bill to patients within 7 days of discharge and includes everything that was covered. It's not one of those circumstances where you get 9 bills after you've been in the hospital a few weeks later. It tries to get them all together in one place quickly so you know what actually happened when you went to the hospital and what those charges will be. And then it also requires that our medical providers provide a standard list of charges for health care, drugs, devices, and services. It tackles prescription drugs. It tackles state and local government employment insurance. It allows all of our communities to engage in the Wyoming Employee Group Insurance Plan. It lists Medicaid on the exchange and allows the folks in Wyoming to buy into Medicaid as an alternative health care plan, which turns out to have competitive rates. It expands Medicaid. It expands buying power. It extends CHIP, telemedicine, and provides some additional studies. So, Mr. President, this provides an opportunity for us to really look into health care, how we're providing service, and see if there's anything that we can do during this legislative session to improve health care access to the people of Wyoming.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Agar? No. Anderson? No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
No.
Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
No.
Co?
Aye.
Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
No.
Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon? No. Meyer? No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Plater?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
No.
President Bebout?
No.
No. Case, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate file 88. 7 aye, 23 no.
Senate file 88 having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction. Senate file 88 has failed to be introduced. Senate file 91. First reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 91, Government Contracts, Labor Organization, sponsored by Senator Anderson.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 91 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. In the state of Wyoming, we have a right to work for the employees, but we don't have a right to bid on federal work. The PLA excludes us from bidding unless we're signatory to a union contract. This anti-competitive government-mandated project labor agreements, PLAs, are special interest schemes that end open, fair, and competitive bidding on public works projects. PLAs drive up the cost of construction by reducing competition and effectively excluding merit shop contractors and their skilled employees from building projects paid for by their own tax dollars. These facts show that 87% of the construction force choose not to join a union. So this bill opens it up so that any contractor whether he's signatory or not, can bid on federal work, which is highways, airports, and whatever else the federal government funds in our state. So I'd encourage your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert? No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonplater?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 91, 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 91 having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction. Senate File 91 shall be referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 92, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 92, Electronic Dogging Devices Enforcement, sponsored by Senator Agar.
Senator Agar.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to introduce Senate File 92 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, when we heard our U.S. delegation speak this last weekend, they talked about a troubling mandate, the electronic logbook mandate, that, among other things, will require individuals that have a combined weight of 10,000 pounds or more to run an electronic logbook and a CDL. Mr. President, that includes our high school rodeo athletes. It includes our 4-H and FFA members who are hauling livestock to different shows. Senate File 92 simply is a comparable standards bill that gives the Wyoming Department of Transportation the ability to write rules and regulations that apply to Wyoming and our industries, thus giving our citizens and our industries a little bit of protection. With that, Mr. President, I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner? Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Hicks? Excused.
Hicks, aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 92, 30 aye.
Senate File 92 having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction. Senate File 92 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 93, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 93, Child Sexual Abuse Education and Prevention, sponsored by Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 93 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 93 is a permissive, not mandatory bill to authorize a school district to provide instruction on sexual abuse education, essentially inappropriate touching. The goal is to start a discussion in the schools to protect children from sexual predators and sexual abuse. We want children to be able to know how to get away, or at least to be able to tell today. This is of particular importance and relevant right now due to all the scandals we have going on. We have an issue in the state here. We have the gymnastics scandal. And it's a sad fact that one in four girls are abused in this way by age 18 and one in six boys. 90% of the time children are being abused by someone they know and trust. So students in the pre-K age need to learn appropriate techniques to recognize child sexual abuse and be able to tell a trusted adult. My goal is to prevent children from falling prey to sexual abuse or remaining silent if they do. This is not an unfunded mandate. There is no fiscal impact. What we're doing is just starting to start a discussion in Wyoming to protect our children, because that's an important goal. We have anti-bullying statutes, but we have nothing consistent in the state on this issue, and so I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar? Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladen?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 93, 29 aye, 1 no.
Senate file 93, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 93 shall be referred to committee number 4. Education, Senate File 94, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 94, Tobacco Use Non-Discrimination Repeal, sponsored by Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 94 for introduction and ask you for your favorable consideration. Senate File 94 essentially repeals a prohibition from 1994 that prohibits discrimination in employment on the basis of use or non-use of tobacco. And most of... The reason I brought this bill is last year when I saw it, I was a little startled. I think I probably had been doing this, and I was glad I hadn't been sued on it. But that was one reason. I just don't think it had been promulgated well. Sorry. But basically, I know, what Wyoming law does, and it says that employer may not use the use or non-use of tobacco outside of work as a condition of employment unless non-use is a genuine occupational qualification. Now, I don't know when use is going to be an occupational qualification. That seems a little unclear to me. Was it fair to say that because my people make beds, I don't want them to smoke before they come to work because it might smell bad? Or is it or a hospital that says that they, that's part of their mission statement? I just didn't really know what that meant. And I think it's a little bit difficult for employers. I don't think it's fair that maybe a hospital could come and say, oh, I don't want to have employees that smoke, but I can't, when I think sometimes it causes me some loss of productivity too. In fact, smoking is the largest cause of preventable illness and death. The CDC estimates that businesses lose approximately $3,400 because of increases in health costs, although our Wyoming law does allow us to charge differently for that, and decreases in productivity relating to smoking. One says that found tobacco use is one of the greatest cause of lost worker production time, greater than alcohol consumption. And that's for you, Kinski, you know, your chain monitor. Lost worker production time. And, oh, sorry, I apologize for my favorite senator from the North. I apologize. The tobacco use is one of the greatest cause of lost time, greater than alcohol, family emergencies, age, or education. On average, smokers miss 6.16 days of work per year due to sickness, compared to non-smokers who miss 3.86 days. And so it's, as an employer, it's not surprising that we want to decrease the number of smokers, but I have a lot of them. It's okay. I just want to take a law that I think is a little bit archaic off the books. There's no federal law establishing a right to smoke, and I would argue that rejection of an applicant who smokes is simply akin to a hiring decision based on physical characteristics. I do this on the behalf of employers, allow them to make their own hiring decisions, and assess what their mission is and how they want to feel. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar? No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Excused.
Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Plater?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Barnard, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 94, 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 94, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 94 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senator Burns.
May I have privilege of the floor, please?
You may.
Mr. President, I was going through the stuff on top of my desk like we all do when we have the time, and I ran across a picture of myself. And it says, cannabis prohibition costs Wyoming. Vote no on SF-23. My permission was not given to appear on this folder, and I, in fact, voted for introduction of the bill. I don't think it's perfect yet, but I think it's getting there, and I admire the efforts of the Judiciary Committee to try, and they're going the right direction, I think. And it's no secret that I'm in favor of medical marijuana from family experience, but this indicates that I would be in favor of recreational marijuana. That is not the case, and I just wanted to clear that up with the body.
Yeah, Senator Burns, you know, let's talk about that later. I'd like to see you authorize that to be distributed. We'll talk about it in a bit. Okay, Senate File 95, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 95, Medicare Discrimination, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 95. Mr. President, a few weeks before the session, one of our larger hospitals in the state had legislators in and presented us with some facts and figures on their operations, and I was able to make some computations off of that, and what they showed was that we are really being hurt by the federal Medicare program. Medicare, in that case, according to my figures, was paying only 64% of what it actually cost, not stated charges, but actual cost to serve them. It was being cost-shifted, and with some other items, the total cost shift onto the private pay patients was 93.3%. In other words, they were being charged 193% of what it cost to serve them. Nationally, I'm told that Medicare pays 87% of costs. So we're getting discriminated against, Mr. President, in quite a scale. What this bill does, it's about 95% a study bill, where we'll ask to have better numbers looked at, developed by state agencies, where we're asked to have a look at the public health implications of this, because we are at risk of losing some of our professions over the border into neighboring states and may not have them available for time-sensitive care. That could actually result in some fatalities in the state. And where we start to say, okay, if those numbers prove out, and I think they will, Mr. President, and I think we'll find that we're dealing here with the largest cause of Wyoming health insurance being more expensive than other states. Those figures prove out questions, what are we going to do about it? There's a number of possible remedies, including, Mr. President, there's several possible causes of action. We'll ask the Attorney General to take a look at that and not tell us, do we need to get into a lawsuit right now, but do we need to spend the money to prepare to do so? Would that be a rational cause of action? So there is one element of keeping some of our institutions from making contracts they can't forever get out of, so that if we do have to do some regulating, we can. That's pretty mild. It's not a major part of the bill, but it is mostly a study bill. I think we may have put our finger on a major cause of our high health care costs, and I think there are some solutions potentially, but we need to have the knowledge before we intelligently go ahead. So I urge the introduction of the bill.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson? Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? Excused. Co? Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Moniz?
Moniz? Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 95. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate file 95, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 95 shall be referred to committee number 10, Labor. Senate file 96, first reading of the Senate file. Senator Burns.
To the floor again. I was under the misimpression that everybody had gotten a flyer with my picture on it, and I've now learned that apparently everybody else on the floor here is in favor of recreational marijuana. I'm the only one who has denied it.
Okay. Senator Meyer.
I jumped to conclusions on that.
Senate File 96, Early Childhood Education, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 96, Early Childhood Education, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, for years we've been talking about difficulties we have with early childhood education in the state of Wyoming, and a lot of that has to do with a lack of coordination among the agencies that administer early childhood education. We have four agencies/departments that take care of it right now. Department of Education, Workforce Services, Department of Health, and Family Services. There is little coordination because there's really no way for those programs to be coordinated. And many of our communities have funded programs in each of those departments with entirely separate schools, separate positions, and those kids don't go to the classroom together. And then often our school districts will actually set up additional early childhood education programs that don't include any of these other services. One of the complaints that we've been hearing on the Education Committee in recent years is, well, we probably are spending quite a bit of money on early childhood education. We probably have some redundancy of services, but we don't know how much, and we won't know that unless we actually coordinate it. Mr. President, this legislation does just that. It coordinates it. It takes all of the existing program funding streams and simply puts them under a coordinator in the Wyoming Department of Education. It doesn't change the programs. It doesn't change any of the statutes on how those programs are implemented. It doesn't change the appropriation or the funding stream. Many of them are pass-throughs. But it's a great first step in actually trying to identify efficiencies and try to figure out what the path forward for early childhood education in Wyoming can be. And it's just that. It's a first step. So no new funding, no new positions, but let's try and coordinate what we're doing. So, Mr. Vice President, when we're looking at how this is being carried out, it simply is a straightforward bill. You see on page 2 that on July 1st, 2019, the functions within the Department of Health, Family Services, Department of Health, Workforce Services, and Early Childhood Education programs are transferred to the Department of Education along with all the positions, personnel, and anything else that goes along with it. The governor works with the departments or the Department of Education and the agencies to coordinate what positions would be moved. There's a reporting requirement back to the Joint Education Committee to see if there's actually any legislation that's needed along the way to carry that out. And then responsibilities are added in the second half of the bill, the duties of the state superintendent to be the state authority for early childhood education programs, and it just lays out that there's that responsibility for coordinating. So, Mr. Vice President, this is a great first step. I urge the body to introduce this legislation so we can discuss it further. There are some concerns out there. The CDCs have some concerns about the operation of how this is carried out. WDE has asked me for some changes to it. So we've got some work to do, but we can't do that unless we get introduced. If we take it to the Education Committee, I think we'll get some good work done, and I'd ask the body to give us that opportunity to move this forward and improve early childhood education in the state of Wyoming. Thank you.
Thank you. You've heard the explanation. Will the chief clerk call the roll?
Agar.
Aye.
Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
No.
No. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Brothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing vote. Closed. Senate File 96. 22 aye, 8 no.
Senate File 96, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is Senate Joint Resolution 1, Neighboring States School Funding.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, Neighboring States School Funding Constitutional Amendment, sponsored by Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. I move Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 for introduction. I ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Vice President, this bill makes a first swing at changing how we fund education in Wyoming. It's a constitutional amendment. An amends constitution where the legislature is allowed to fund education within its means. Right now, we've kind of been running our schools by a series of lawsuits. They, as we've seen through the different deals, we continually end up in court and refine how we fund education, and it also comes ahead of a lot of other things. So this amends Article Section 7-9 gives the voters a chance. Then what we're actually doing is allowing the voters to have a say in how we fund our education, if we want to do it by the courts or we want to do it with our citizen legislature. It establishes a mechanism that would actually fund our schools using a regional cost method, compares us to all our surrounding states, and puts us at the top of the heap on them. It puts us at 100 to 110%. It is a reduction from where we're at now. It puts everything in a basket of goods and takes a look at it and funds us at the higher end regionally to all our other people, but would not be at the higher end nationally. At some point in time, we've got to take a look at our education system on how we're going to fund it and what's affordable to us. This bill's a mechanism for us to have that conversation. I think we all know where it's probably going to end up at, but the conversation is healthy and needs to be had. I ask for your favorable consideration.
You've heard the explanation. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
No.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rossus?
No.
No. Scott? Aye. Von Flader?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebo?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Christensen, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate Joint Resolution 1, 17 aye, 13 no.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, having failed to receive two-thirds majority vote, Senate Joint Resolution 1 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is Senate Joint Resolution 2.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, 150th anniversary of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie, sponsored by Senator Ellis.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. This bill commemorates the 150th anniversary of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie, and I move for its introduction. The Treaty of Fort Laramie, signed in 1868, was a pretty remarkable...
Senator Ellis, did you move that bill?
Yes, sir, I did. Fort Laramie is an area just north of where we are presently located, and historically it served as a grand meeting hall, described by some authors as a place where the mountains meet the plains, where two rivers converge, where Native American tribes gathered, where fur trappers and traders rendezvoused, where immigrants met for rest and supplies, and where soldiers came and went, where homesteaders linked the past to the present, and where today's travelers come to partake in Fort Laramie's fascinating history. In light of the 150th anniversary, the Joint Tribal Relations received some information about various activities that will be going on throughout the state to commemorate this historic event. The National Park Service administers the site. It is part of the National Historic Sites listed by the National Park Service. And so this really is trying to support those efforts to generate interest in the treaty, to learn what it meant, to learn what it continues to mean today, and hopefully encourage visitors alike to come visit this extraordinary place. So I would ask for your favorable consideration of Senate Joint Resolution 2.
You've heard the explanation. Chief Clerk, will you call it for roll, please?
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Excused.
Oh. President Bebout? Aye.
Keeps moving. Moving target.
Closing vote. Closing vote close. Senate Joint Resolution 2, 30 aye.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Next bill for our consideration is Senate Joint Resolution 3.
Senate Joint Resolution 3, School Capital Construction Constitutional Amendment, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Vice President, I move introduction for Senate Joint Resolution 3. Mr. Vice President... This is a constitutional amendment relating to school capital construction. And I submit to the Senate that we're at the point where we've got to do something else. Our funding source for our current system for school capital construction has simply largely dried up, and there's no way we can finance the requirements that we're going to have eventually under our existing system. And so we need to do something different. What this constitutional amendment proposes is that we will go back to the bond
Senator
issue,
Scott,
local bond issues.
Senator Scott, would you, you're jacking something.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Mr. Vice President, what this constitutional amendment proposes is that we will go back to a local bond issue system, the same, which we used to do it that way from statehood until the Supreme Court decision, Campbell 2 decision, and I'm told, and I haven't verified it, but I'm told 45 other states do it that way. But there's a twist on it from what we used to do. There's a requirement in here that for districts that have assessed valuation below the state average, that we will equalize up so that the districts that are the poorer districts can afford to construct the facilities that they need to. And there's a provision for the state share. We should appropriate the money, but if we don't, there's a fail-safe provision in here that does result in a mill levy across the whole state to make the state share, so that we will be able to guarantee repayment of the bonds. Otherwise, the bond council won't talk to you. There is provision where we can appropriate for hardships, that sort of thing. It would give us a system that's workable, one where the decision on what schools are to be built in each school district is made by voters who will, their communities will benefit from the facilities, and their personal taxes will be go up if they vote them in. And so there's real, I think the phrase is skin in the game, and I think that's very important. It's a provision we need to look at very seriously, Mr. Vice President, because I repeat, we just cannot continue to finance the existing system because the financing source is dried up on us.
You've heard the explanation. Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate Joint Resolution 3, 30-aye.
Senate Joint Resolution 3, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor, please?
You certainly may.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I'd like to take a minute to introduce some folks from Computer Science for Wyoming, if they would stand up. We've got representatives from Code.org out there. I see Microsoft out there, Greenhouse Data. But I think the most important folks that we really need to point out are the students that you see in front there that are exceptional computer science students from up in Powell that have been training in robotics and programming and coding and COSI for some of them over 8 years. And they're going to be telling you all what to do someday. So get a good look at their faces, and let's welcome them with a nice round of applause.
Welcome to the Wyoming Senate. And the next bill for our consideration is Senate File 78.
Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force, sponsored by Senator Bebout.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force. And members of the Senate, in this last 4 or 5 months, I've had an opportunity to be at a lot of national meetings and talking about the opioid crisis, and it really is a crisis, Mr. Vice President, and other states are dealing with it in different manners. I want to report to you that Wyoming has taken it very, very seriously in the past. We're doing a lot of things that make a lot of sense, but yet I wanted to elevate it to a higher level just from the fact that I believe it is so important to our state and for the people in our state. And so what I bring to you, Mr. Vice President, is a task force to take a further look at that. And if you look at the bill, we set out some broad areas that I think that this task force should be looking at. We already talked about earlier the PDMP programs. One of the things at one of these meetings that I attended, there was the regional director of Region 8 for the federal program for health, and there's programs out there, the grants are available to us, the naloxone and other drugs that might be available. Ultimately, Mr. Vice President, what I want to do with this, if it moves forward, is to take this to the Labor Committee and look at maybe there's a better way, maybe we don't need this task force, but certainly it's so important to the state of Wyoming. You know, if we save one life, and we will, it's certainly worth it. We all have, some way or another, have been affected by this. I have. So I really hope that the Senate would have a favorable vote in this, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Heard the explanation. The Chief Clerk, please take the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
No.
Burns, no. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Excused.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter? Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye.
Burns, no to aye.
Burns, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 78, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate file 78, having received two-thirds majority vote, is referred to committee number 10, Labor. Do we have reports from standing committee?
February 13, 2018, Mr. Vice President, your committee number 6, to whom was referred Senate file 3, Antelope Hunt Licenses, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Barnard, Boner, Emmerich, and Moniz, Senator Emmerich, Chair. February 13, 2018, Mr. Presidential Committee Number 6, to whom was referred Senate File 4, Regulation of Bingo and Pull Tab Games, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Barnard, Boner, Emmerich, and Moniz, Senator Emmerich, Chair. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, to Committee Number 5, to whom was referred Senate File 44, Fire Protection Revolving Account, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Emmerich, Hicks, Meyer, and Moniz, Senator Hicks, Chairman. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, to Committee Number 5, to whom was referred Senate File 53, Small Water Projects, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Emmerich, Hicks, Meyer, and Moniz, Senator Hicks, Chairman. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 5, to whom was referred Senate File 54, Water Development Project Requirements, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Emmerich, Hicks, and Moniz. No, Senator Meyer. Senator Hicks, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 21, Required Reports and Adoptions, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Christensen, Hicks, Kinski, and Nethercott, Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 20, Custody in the Best Interest of the Children, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Hicks, Kinski, and Nethercott. No, Senator Anselmi Dalton. Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. Presidential Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 19, Uniformity in Domestic Violence Law, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Christensen, Hicks, Kinski, and Nethercott. Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 10, to whom was referred Senate File 52, Workers' Compensation Rate Discount, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, Bouchard, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 10, to whom was referred Senate File 6, Real Estate Exemption Restoration, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, Bouchard, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 4, to whom was referred Senate File 29, Education, Computer Science, and Computational Thinking, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Coe, Ellis, Pappas, Rothfuss, and Wasserberger. Senator Coe, Chairman. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, to whom was referred Senate File 45, State Fair Board 2, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Emmerich, Hicks, Meyer, and Moniz. Senator Hicks, Chairman. February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 4, to whom was referred Senate File 72, School Finance Recalibration Transportation, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Coe, Ellis, Pappas, Rothfuss, and Wasserberger. Senator Coe, Chairman.
Senator Bebout, do you have something?
Yeah, Mr. Vice President, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Members of the Senate, I just want to remind all of you, I know you're very much aware of it, but, you know, these votes were taken, and an introduction or any roll call are very important, and we all have phone calls that may come up, people we're talking to, different things going on, but please try to be here for these roll call votes, and I'm out of the room a couple of times. I shouldn't be. It's very important that we get your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Coe.
Mr. Vice President, Senate File 72 was just read in out of Committee Number 4. Does have an appropriations. I would request that it be re-referred to Committee Number 2.
With no objection, it's so moved. Senator Wasserberger? Yeah, not yet. Senator Perkins, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk for this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Thank you very much. Mr. Vice President, I move that we stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Is there any announcements? Senator Burns.
Two announcements, Mr. Vice President. One is autographed copies of these folders will be available for sale in the lobby at lunch.
They're priceless, too.
And your committee number 2, Senate Appropriations, will meet we'll meet about 12:30 down at the JAC room to continue work on Senate File 82, Miners Hospital Board Account, Senate File 89, Local Government Distributions, Senate File 90, First Judicial District, Number of District Judges. We will, if we do not get the work done in that time, we'll meet upon adjournment to finish that work up. Otherwise, this afternoon will be the first time your Appropriations Committee has actually had any time, morning, noon, or evening, off this session.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Senator Wasserberger?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Your committee, Committee Number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet Wednesday, February 14th, that's today, 2018, 15 minutes upon noon recess in room Jonah, room S18, to hear the following bills: Senate File 16, Financial Assurance Class 1 and 5 UIC wells, and Senate File 18, Orphan Site Remediation Funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wasserberger, for doing that. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet today, Wednesday, February 14th, upon adjournment in Jonah Room S27 to consider the following Senate files: Senate File 35, Military Service Relief Act Additional Protections; Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits; Senate File 37, Purple Heart Day and the State.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Seeing none, you've all heard the motion. All those that are in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The Senate shall stand recessed until 2 p.m., except for Senator Hastert.